Some very impressive things are happening in downtown Woodbridge in New Jersey these days. And today on the WBGO Journal, we'll be speaking with two people who are making that happen. First of all, Vito Mazza is the president of downtown Woodbridge's Special Improvement District. He's also the co-owner of Vito Mazza Salon and Spa. And also joining us is Nancy Drum, Woodbridge Councilwoman, who's also a member of the Special Improvement District. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So let's talk about some of the exciting things that are happening in downtown Woodbridge. But first, nothing happens without talking about COVID first and how businesses have been impacted. Vito, you own the salon and spa. Tell us how business has been impacted by COVID.
Well, Doug, thank you. It's definitely been a challenge. You know, last March 18th, we were mandated by the state to shut down. We were closed for over 90 days. So it definitely was a challenge. We got back into business, opened up June 22nd, limited capacity, 25%. So you're constantly trying to figure out new ways to conduct business, stay profitable. Worry about your staff, your community, your guests. How do you get everybody in? But there's definitely plenty of guidelines that has, you know, challenged us. But we're sticking through. You know, we've been here 50 plus years. Thank God for that. And we have a great community. We have a great proactive downtown township with the mayor and everybody who's been positive of really trying to keep people shopping on Main Street.
Nancy, what's been the biggest challenge during this pandemic when it comes to being a member of the Special Improvement District, making improvements during a pandemic? Give us the book on how to make it work.
I'm no expert, but thank you, Doug. You know, we really like to reiterate and piggyback off of what Vito just said. You know, the challenge has been that the rules dictated to us by the state and the CDC and all that to our local businesses is ever changing. So it's almost impossible for us to plan, because you plan for something and then next week it changes. So it's been almost impossible, right, Vito, if you don't mind me saying that it seems to me that that has been one of the biggest challenges.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about what you've been able to accomplish, though. Some great things are happening. Vito, first of all, what are you most proud of being a president of a special improvement district? It comes with a lot of responsibilities, and you have your own business. So there's double pressure on you, and you've been able to come through here for the town.
Yes. You know, my father started 50 plus years ago, and I've been involved about 26 years with my wife, Anne. We have a great team, great crew. But I think most proud of you look back 20 something years to say, wow, this is a great downtown, has a lot of opportunity. There hasn't been much change in those past 25 years, and it's happening now. So it's so exciting to see development happening. Some people may say, oh, it's too much. It's too much. You know, every thriving downtown I know of have people bouncing around, and we have not had that. So it's exciting, I think, for the community, for homeowners, for employees on the street, and definitely for the township.
That delicate balancing act, you know, that you say that people are saying, wait, it's too much. And yet, you know, the town needs to move into, you know, 2021 in a positive note, and tax dollars and everything that's involved. It's such a balancing act. That do you feel you've got it right now?
I think so. I think that if you take a look through the past 25 years, there hasn't been much new development at all. And, you know, there'll be 600, 700, 800, 1,000 new people coming to live downtown. That's only going to be a positive for all the business owners. I think there's plenty of businesses right now who are also challenged and struggled, restaurants in particular, where they need that. You know, we need people living here in order to shop here. And build that. And I think that's part of this this new message, this new branding. Social Sidekick and Cassie has helped us with Casey, with the Special Improvement District as well, to say, hey, we believe in this Main Street. You know, it's time. We need to understand that it can't just be online shopping. Yes, Amazon's convenient, and we all somewhat shop and take out and order and do all that. But for the long run, it's this township right now, this downtown Main Street is going to have to thrive, and we're going to have to build, and we're going to have to come together. And I think that's what this new messaging is all about.
Nancy, what is it about Woodbridge that you love? To be a councilwoman, you have to have passion for your community. Why did you get into politics, and what's your passion about Woodbridge?
I don't know why I got into politics. I don't really consider myself a politician. I consider myself a public servant, but I guess it is what it is. Thank you for that question. I have six generations in this town, a lot of history. When I say that, my stomach kind of gets happy, because I truly do love this town. And I believe that, you know, being involved on this level has taught me so much, and I've learned so much that I would not know or be aware of or be able to get involved with if I wasn't on council. I also work at the Chamber of Commerce. I'm the membership director there along with Karen Barnes. And that is another a great opportunity for us to know what's going on and to support and advocate for, you know, Vito Mazza Salon and Day Spa and all the other businesses in our downtown and outside our downtown area. So I definitely have it in my DNA, so to speak, to love and support and be involved in the township.
Vito mentioned that not much has happened until now. Can you tell us why?
No, but I do know that when Mayor McCormick came on, he's in his, I believe, fourth term, he was planning for the future. So as we sit through these SID meetings and try to get things to happen and sometimes frustrated that things weren't happening, I believe that Vito and I and all the other SID members are just jumping for joy right now because it's finally happening. Like, we're finally seeing everything that we wanted to see come to fruition. It's just all happening at once, which is kind of crazy. And that's why, to speak to Vito's point, you know, sometimes people think it's too much, but I don't think it's too much. I'm in support of it. Our businesses need it, and we're doing it for them, and we're doing it for the community as a whole.
You mentioned the word community. You have to have people to make it work. New apartment buildings are, you know, a part of this improvement district whole idea. Can you give us a little bit more about that, and who's going to be in the apartments and who's going to be there?
There's a lot of apartments. And at the bottom of the apartments will be an opportunity for retail. So there is an opportunity for retail in 10 Main, 10 Green. And then Upper Main Street is also the Hess property, which is going to be kind of like a Northern Main Street or Southern Main Street, that with apartment opportunities and retail as well. There's also another apartment complex going on Pearl Street, on Brook Street. And, you know, I don't know who's going to be going in there, but certainly we are seeing an influx of people coming from the city or areas where pandemic has really been severe and struck them. In an effort for them to say, I don't want to be in these high density areas anymore. So we're seeing a lot of people come over to our area and move in this area. So possibly they'll be here. I don't know.
As owner of Vito Mazza Salon and Spa, Vito, you have an opportunity to people who come in for services from you. What have they been saying? What have they been talking about when it comes to COVID, the community, business, and improvements? What have they been talking to you about? They kind of get a two-for-one deal, don't they?
So it's a great question, right? It's something where people come to us to escape. And as challenging as it's ever been not to talk about it, it's real. You know, it's real from whether it's staff being in touch with someone who now they have to quarantine. It's these rules are hitting you every day. And you build this relationship with your guests for so many years. And they know everything, right? So they want to be in the norm. However, we have to be very clear to keep it positive, to keep it safe. We've developed so many new protocols and procedures and sanitation protocols where they feel safe. They feel safe, but they want to know. You know, it's you try to put them as at ease, and it's been a long road since we've reopened in June. But I think we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and I think it's it's something where we just have to stay positive. We're all going to get there. And if we could all pull together as a community, it will make this downtown Main Street even more prosperous by the end of this year.
As a local business owner, is there something that you would like to see Governor Murphy do right now that could make things better?
Wow, we don't have enough time. however,
how about pick one improvement?
You know, I think you have to come to grips that you have to open. These restaurants, you know, we have tenants that have been with us for a lot of years and they're struggling and they've been on Main Street forever. So if that's the case, you take a step back and say, wait a second, you know, you can go into restaurants and increase capacity, I'm sure, and still be safe. And there are people who are pro, want to go out and shop, eat, dine. And there are people who don't. And I respect all the decisions, but I think if one thing could happen right now, it's we have to open up some capacity. You know, I'm struck to 25% capacity. I know we can increase more. I know we could be safe. I know we could accommodate more people. And financially, as you're running businesses and people with families and you know, it's something where I would love to see him open up a little more. And I know it's a delicate situation.
Nancy, is it any different in Woodbridge than it is in other towns in New Jersey when it comes to maybe opening up capacity? You know, what would be Woodbridge's argument that, you know, we can do it, others may be in a little bit more challenging situation?
I mean, we definitely have the support of our administration 100%. When you say veto, we have a strong SID. We have people in our wheelhouse, so to speak, that are united. We're all here. We're here for a reason. We're all here because we care and we want to be here. I conducted about 6 interviews with business owners throughout the pandemic, Main Street owned business owners. And I'll tell you what, at the end of each of those interviews, it was emotional because for me and for them, how proud they were to still be able to do what they do because they are small business owners. They love what they do and they love the support that they get from Woodbridge Township. So for me and for them, I do believe we have the support to be able to do the things that Vito mentioned and opening up and be safe. Listen, these businesses spent a lot of time being creative and redesigning what they do. They had no choice to do it. They spent money, time to be creative and to get their air filtration and to, you know, buy their boxes to send out their catering instead of doing it the way they normally do it. And they deserve that opportunity to be busier. So if some of the restrictions can be lifted, that would be awesome.
Being a councilwoman means you have to have a spine, you have to have a backbone, because there's always going to be people who are going to disagree with you. Where did that come from for you?
From my father. He was a firefighter. He was a strong-minded man. He loved his community, but he sat on some boards where I remember people telling me, your father was always the one to say no if that's how he felt in his guts. So I think I learned a lot of lessons from him. He was not ever mean about it, but if he believed in something, and that's the way I raised my kids, you know? You only have to go with your guts. One person can make a difference, and listen and be fair as you can be. If you can't fix their problem, then give them an option. There's always options. That's how I live my life.
Vito, 2022, not 2021, 2022, what will Woodbridge look like? How different will it be than the start of this new year?
Wow, we're going to see a lot more people living, hustling, bustling downtown Main Street. There's going to be activity. There's going to be a buzz that there never has been in the past 25 years. And I think it's going to be great. I just, you know, when you open up the door, and as a business owner, when you're spending dollars to market and you're pulling from all over the state, and you always look out to say, wow, wouldn't it be great if you had about another 50, 100, 200 people walking up and down the street? To this day, after 50 plus years on Main Street, we still get new guests coming in saying, I never knew you were here. So, you know, with that said, you know, the opportunity is going to be tremendous, not only for our business, but the entire downtown Main Street. You know, Nancy's been a great advocate of going door to door and helping these businesses. So it's making everybody alert, aware that the time is coming, you know, and if we can just get through together, 2022 will be great.
Everybody knows improvements don't come without money, Nancy. Where does the money come for the Special Improvement District? How has this town been able to do things that others might not be able to accomplish, especially during a pandemic?
They receive the funds through the business owner, the property owners, right, Vito?
Yes.
The money, they're charged through the tax department, and then the bills go out annually, and then we get that money. And Vito is the president of the CID, and he, you know, we have our monthly meetings, and we go over the budget, and we review, reevaluate, and that's where the money comes from. Correct, Vito?
Yes. So it's all the taxpayers in our special improvement district.
And so you need buy-in, right? You need buy-in for that to happen.
You do. You do. And you know, the what comes first, the chicken or the egg? And people say, well, let's spend it on this, or what about this, or what about that? And you sit back to try to get macro 50,000 feet above the surface to say, listen, guys, it's coming. You know, it's we're going to have a master plan. We're going to have the opportunity to use these dollars. But again, you have to short-term use some dollars to help market to the existing businesses. And again, I think that Social Sidekick has been great. We've been working with them for the past 6 months. And I think they're going to be a big contributor going into the next year.
Who are your neighbors that you want to talk about there in the business next to the salon and spa that, how do you get along with your neighbor right now?
You know, that's a good question. That's a good question. You know, it's everybody's so, you know, I don't want to leave anybody out, but you have so many great businesses and you have everybody who they're so focused on doing what they need to do right now to get by. So everybody's head is, you know, down into their business, but you know, from across the street to our friends, Bob Durso and Ellick Realty, they've been such a tremendous contribution. You know, Jimmy Ellick has been around with my father for so long, and Lee Neves and Neves Jeweler and the Schwartzes at Carpet Maven and the Steinbergs at Stone Mountain and JJ Biddings. And I'm going to go on and on, and I'm going to leave the next CID meeting. They're going to yell at me. But now, listen, you try to sit back and say, hey, how are you doing? What's going on? And keep it positive to say, you know, the best is yet to come.
You know, as I hear you talk about, you and Nancy talk about your roots in this town and past generations, this isn't always what New Jersey towns are about. New Jersey towns are very transient in some places, and you don't even talk to your neighbor in some areas. But Woodbridge is different.
Agree. And I think it's, you know, there's something, I guess, to be said. It's the oldest original township in New Jersey. And good and bad, right? And now 26 years later for me personally to see all this development. But it's always been friendly. It's always been, I think, too, because it's such a small downtown. It's not spread out east and west. It's, you know, 2 to 3 blocks, you're covering, it's like Main Street America, you know, Disney World. So everybody seems to know everybody. And but the time is right for new businesses wanting to invest, wanting to come into downtown Woodbridge. It's a tremendous location on the rail, as well as centrally located. So you have people from North Jersey, South Jersey, who need to meet to say, where do we meet? Well, we meet in Woodbridge. You know, we meet at the diner, we meet at the Rio. So, yeah.
Councilwoman Drum, let me play the person who says, I love my town. Don't let too many people know about it, because I want it to stay the way it is for me. I don't want it to become, you know, a different type of town. What do you say to that person?
Well, I am so grateful for people like Vito Mazza and JJ Ellick and El Costello's and Carpet Maven. I say this all the time. Thank you all so much for for hanging in there and waiting for this to happen, because it's really, really happening. So for me personally, I feel so grateful that this is happening. And I try to tell people my feelings. I love that we still have some of the same folks here that are thriving and hanging in with us, waiting for this future to happen. It's finally here. A lot of people don't like change, right? That's just normal life stuff. But change is not always bad. And change just takes a while. When these are done, when the redevelopment is done, I believe that it's people are going to understand why we did it. And I think they're going to be very happy. So in the meantime, I'm advocating for the change. I'm always advocating for our businesses that have been here for a long time, and the new ones are welcome to come. It's a great place. And I just tell them it is, you know, it is what it is, and it's a great thing.
What's the timetable for Woodbridge's Special Improvement District? When will you be able to say yes? Or is it going to be ongoing and you never will be satisfied? You want to keep working at it.
What do you think, Vito?
Well, I think it's ongoing.
Me too.
I think in the past 6 months, roughly, a few developers have broken ground. So I think until that point, a lot of people who have been here for a lot of years have said, oh, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So I think it's an ongoing process over the next 2-3 years, at least, to see where we're going to get to. But again, to help those businesses. And again, the more people living downtown Woodbridge who now, especially with reinventing office space and reinventing businesses throughout not just the state, the country, people want to be able to have a place where they can do all these things within a 5-10 minute walk.
We're living in a very troubled world right now, Vito. What has been the strangest question one of your customers has come up with during this?
Oh my gosh, good one. Good one, good one. Will you come to my house to do my hair? You know, it's, I think breaking the the guidelines and you know, the rules and the, can you do this for me? Can you do that? And as much as you love people and want to do these things, you can't. And again, it's, you know, we're gonna follow the orders we have. I think one of the biggest challenges when we reopened, we had about 6 weeks worth of appointments to reschedule. And I made the executive decision to say, hey, we're going to start from March 19th, March 20th, 21st. So I did have clients and guests who said, well, I have an appointment on June 22nd. Well, we said, no, you don't. You know, we tried to be fair. And you know, again, it led to some challenges. But I think you learn about people and you realize that, you know, it's not just hair. You know, we created a tagline a few years back, be inspired, be beautiful. And that was all about inspiring our staff, our guests, the community, not only to look, most importantly, feel beautiful. And I always say, and by the way, we do pedicures, massage, manicure. So you sit back and you realize that, you know, life's a little bit more precious and we all have to be present. We all have to enjoy each other. Family is important at this stage. So, you know, I think it's a reality check. In business as normal, and people get over the fact that, okay, maybe I have to move my appointment. What a challenge.
Not to play favorites, but Nancy, let's say over the next 5 years, everything happens the way you want it to, and you and Vito look at each other and say, well done. This is something really special, Woodbridge's Special Improvement District. Where are you going to eat to celebrate in Woodbridge?
Ooh, Vito. Oh, it might change up a little bit in 5 years. I'd probably stick with my wonderful restaurants that have been a staple for all those years, like, right, Vito, Il Costello's, Restaurant Venezia. I mean, even maybe the Rio Diner. I don't know. There's just, I would want to maintain my loyalty to the ones who stuck in there all these years. I don't know who's going to come here. I believe we're going to get some steakhouses and some new businesses coming. So it's hard to say right now, but that's probably my answer.
Good one, Nance.
Vito Mazza is the president of the Downtown Woodbridge Special Improvement District, also owner of Vito Mazza Salon and Spa. And Nancy Drum, not only is a Woodbridge councilwoman, but she's also a member of the Special Improvement District. And we hope that that dinner, whether it be 5 years from now, whether it be the end of 2021, or whether it be this weekend, that it's enjoyable for you. Thanks for getting us up to date on what's happening in Woodbridge. And it's nice to get some good news these days, isn't it?
Yes. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.